Welcome to Ruidoso Warriors Football and the pregame show on AM 1490 KRUI. Coach Johnson gets us up to date on the team and what they expect in tonight's game. Now, Coach Johnson with your host, Todd Fuquay.
Hello and welcome to the Ruidoso Warrior pregame show. I am Todd Fuquay, sports editor for the Ruidoso Free Press here on News Talk Tourism, KRUI. On the phone once more with Coach Keith Johnson. Coach, it's back to silver. It's another long road trip. You lost the coin toss. I'm a little upset that I have to go all the way out there.
That's for sure. But, hey. We're better to lose the coin toss than lose the ball game, so that's what we're going to fight for tonight.
All right, and it is silver, and this is a team that you lost to earlier. In fact, that's the only loss that you've had all year long.
Yes, sir.
But you're thinking, and I'm sure most of Ruidoso is thinking, this is going to be a different situation this time around, isn't it?
You know what? That's what, you know, you always plan on that and hope for that, and I'll tell you, I truly believe it will be. We're going to give them a heck of a ball game tonight, and guys are prepared. It's a different team than what we played them the first time. I feel like we're peaking at the right time, and we're ready to play ball. Granted, you know, silver is good. Take nothing away from them, but you know what? They can be beaten, and you know, their record's 9-2. We're 10-1. Of course, you know, none of us are invincible. So, and we just got to go out there and execute. And our motto this week has been confidence. And our kids, it's a different team going into this ball game than the first time we played them.
Well, yeah, and this is the second time actually that you faced another team that you faced in the regular season. You beat Robertson last week, 15-0, and that was a very different game from the first one that you had against them, which you almost lost. This time around, you came out and just the team could do nothing wrong.
That's right.
And is that going to be maybe a telling about what's going to happen tonight at Silver?
Well, I certainly hope so. That's for sure. The first time we played Robertson, we turned the ball over 5 times. We turned it over twice inside our own 15 and one for a touchdown. And the other one they scored a touchdown on early right after. So it's one of those. Tonight is one of those games both teams need to play mistake-free. And turnovers can be a difference, especially whenever you're playing a good team like that. You know, we were fortunate the first time to get out of there, out of Robertson, with a victory after we turned the ball over 5 times. But now, you know, the next time we played them, we didn't turn the ball over any, and all of a sudden, you know, we win 50-0. It's a difference. But you know what? I just feel like our kids' confidence is just it's just right up there, and they're just playing tough. Our defense is playing lights out. They've shut out the past 3 opponents, you know, and Silver's going to be a tough one to shut out. But you know what? We're, you know, all we have to do, if our defense will do what they did the other night, get a shutout and score twice. You know, we had 2 interceptions for touchdowns. You can't ask a defense to play any better than that, and then your offense go up and put up some more touchdowns. You know, that's going to be the focus. And the big thing right now is we've got to focus on keeping the ball out of Silver's hands. You know, they're good on defense and offense, but their offense, you know, they've got some big running backs and big offensive line. We got to keep the ball out of their hands.
I was about to ask you about that, about what Silver brings to the table here, and how have they been looking in the last few games that you've seen?
Well, you know what, they rolled through district play, were undefeated in district. You know, they beat Socorro, they beat Hot Springs, and so you know, they got after it in district, and then it's gonna be one of those great games. I think tonight we're both you know, playing good ball, and I think we're peaking at the right time, and this is where you want to be right now. And you know, unfortunately we didn't win the flip, but that's okay. We just gotta go travel and play better and play ball.
Well, and like you said, you got to win the game. It doesn't matter whether you win the coin toss.
That's right. The game is what matters.
All right. It's a long trip. Is it going to be something that fans that go to see this game is going to be something, hopefully, that will be worth the long trip?
Oh, yes. I think it's definitely going to be worth the long trip. You know, and I've heard there's a lot of people traveling. I wish them safe travels there and back. And it's definitely going to be one of those games. It's you know, it's a great semifinal game. You got number 2 versus number 3, and you know, the great thing too is you know, and I'm a positive person. After we win this ball game, you know, the state championship will be at home, because both Lovington and St. Mike's, they play at Lovington, and both of them owe us at our place. So there won't be any coin toss in that one. But we got to take care of business tonight, and that's first and foremost. That's what we're thinking about. Just got to go out there and play ball.
All right. That was Coach Keith Johnson of the Ruidoso Warrior football team. They're getting set to take on the Fighting Silver Colts in the Class 3A state semifinal game at Silver. Coach, thank you very much, and good luck.
Thank you.
All right. This is Ruidoso Warrior football. We'll be right back after this on News Talk Tourism KRUI.